Well, the potential demise of the Glenwood Springs Center for the Arts has been in the headlines lately. The bad news has inspired an effort by the community to save it, and the outpouring of support already is heartening and notable. Your next chance to support the center and its work of knitting together our community through the arts is next Friday. And here to tell us about that are Sandy Haber. Welcome, Sandy.
Thank you.
Brad Verheller is here, too. Hi, Brad.
Hello.
Paul Valentine is here.
Hi.
And Doug Whitney.
Hello.
We'll get to both of those gentlemen. They are holding down the musical end of this potential, or not potential, it's happening, isn't
it's
it?
It's a gala.
It's a gala. Don't you love galas?
All out.
a gala Glenwood Springs style.
At the Glenwood
right.
Vaudeville.
So let's just touch briefly before we get into the actual event. Is the Glenwood Springs Center for the Arts going down? Is it going to stick around?
Yes, it is. It's sticking Yay. Around. It is rising from its ashes.
Nice.
The doors are open and they're offering dance camps through the summer.
Oh, so the Dancers Dancing event, the recent one, is not the swan song.
No, it is not.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well, those kids get to keep on dancing. And the younger ones, too, get to start up.
Kids of all ages dancing, right?
That's right.
And isn't that what the Center of the Arts is all about?
And it is. It's always publicized as for the kids, but there are so many adults that come to evening classes. Pottery, jewelry making, painting is really popular with Terry Muldoon and Noemi Kosmoski, two amazing fine artists. So it's not only about the kids. We'd love more adults to be involved, too.
And it's also about clay and music, guitar lessons and piano lessons.
How long has the Center for the Arts been around?
It's over 25 years
wow.
now. And in fact, at the benefit gala next week, Terry Glasnep, who is retired from CMC, was one of the original founders of the Council for the Arts 25 years ago that turned into the Center for the Arts. And he'll be speaking for just a few minutes about the history.
Well, KDNK listeners are very familiar with Terry. He's been a DJ on KDNK since just about day one.
Well, then come on down and say hi.
So where is this gala? Tell us about it.
Well, this gala is going to be at the Glenwood Vaudeville Theater. Downtown Glenwood, John Goss, the owner, has been very generous to give us a theater at no charge so that the full ticket price for the event can go to the center. Tickets are tax deductible. And a week from tonight, Friday, June 9th, the doors will open at 6. And what your ticket price includes is this amazing band, who two of the musicians are sitting here with us, Nanama. Jazz fusion, high caliber, world-class music. You don't want to miss this. This is going to be a concert worth the ticket price alone. We also have live painting by the Kosmoskis. There will be vaudeville skits. We have three different dance performances by some of the highly skilled dancers. There's a comedy act, and we have amazing live and silent auction items. The community's been very generous, and just as an example, we have from a $960 valued amethyst geode to...
I heard that was 27
It's 27 pounds. It's
Yikes.
Really a beauty.
How about that?
We've got condos in Moab. We've got the Redstone Inn. We have golf at the Snowmass Club. We even have something a little unusual for an auction. We have $750 worth of licensed electrical work by David Electric. Shane David was so nice to give that to us. We have lots of gift certificates for restaurants and facials and spas, for piano and voice lessons with Brad here, who's one of the teachers at the center. We have a beautiful vintage glass-balled Christmas wreath that was made by somebody in Carbondale. We've got spray tans. We've got gift certificates for Jim's Automotive. We've got jellies, jams, sophisticated syrups, and more.
How about that? Isn't it amazing what a community can come up with when the chips are down, Brad?
It is. And we should talk more about the live auction, too, because the Kosmoskis, Noemi and Christoph, will be painting during all of the show and the band and everything. And then at the end, the live auction will feature these paintings being auctioned off. So that's really going to be fun because the art will come to life before your eyes.
Now, are people able to place bids on these auction items beforehand, or is that happening the evening of the gala?
It's happening the evening of the gala. Okay. It is possible that people will be able to bid by phone.
Okay.
We don't have all the mechanics of that worked out yet, but that is a possibility.
And can people purchase tickets ahead of time, or is it only at the door?
Nope. Tickets are available currently at Glenwood Music up by Walmart, at Rivers Restaurant, at Deja Brew, which is in between the 7-Eleven and the ice cream store in Glenwood, and at High Country Gems and Minerals, also known as the Rock Shop, on 8th Street.
That's great.
And you can also purchase tickets by going to glenwoodarts.org if you'd like to do credit card sales.
Okay.
For tables of six or more, we can arrange a reservation so you can all sit together.
Let's talk a little bit about the music. Nanama is the band. You guys are recently formed, aren't you, Doug and Paul?
Yeah, we've been together about a year or so. Since we got back from Texas, and it's been a real quick journey. First thing we did was start recording an album. We figured we'd learn the songs inside out, or backwards anyway. We'd record first and then learn to play them live, and that's came out with a real nice product. I believe it's fun and refreshing for us anyway.
Uh-huh. Indeed.
Huh. Jazz fusion. Tell me more.
Oh,
great. You want to take that one?
It's
a wonderful, there's not a genre of music that we don't wander into and wander back out of and kind of stir around with something else and play one kind of vibe underneath a contrary vibe, but it's very melodic. It's not, you know, as exploratory as it is, it's still very, very appealing in my mind anyway. So
okay.
I hope people enjoy it.
That's great. Are you already gigging around the valley, Paul?
Well, no, this is going to be our debut live performance.
How about that? That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the stage at Vaudeville is really nice.
It's
a very intimate venue. I think it's a great place to see live music.
Great sound system.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
And I saw John Rigger at the Hot Springs Pool the other day, and he said that all of your material is original. So that's really exciting.
That is exciting. Yeah.
And what is your website? Because I remember going to it and listening to clips, and I was really, really impressed.
The website is, go ahead.
It's nanamaquartet.com.
It's Nanama Quartet, Quartet.com.
And where did you come up with that name?
Oh, the name goes way back, but we've had a Ute friend, my wife and I, for quite a while. We've done a lot of work. He's a Northern Ute elder, and he started a foundation, and we got the name from him. He called it Nanama, and that was a Ute word for all together as one, creator, nature, and man. So that's the way he looked at things in the hierarchy, and that's the kind of the reason we're all together playing this music, and we're all of like heart and like mind, so it's only natural that we should start off with a benefit for the local arts.
I was just going to say, how appropriate is that? That's perfect.
For us to all come together.
Yes,
to
it is.
Help recreate and make it better than before, the Center for the Arts.
So if anyone needs more information, Sandy, how can they get it beforehand?
They can get information by going to www.glenwoodarts.org. You can also call, and if nobody answers the phone, you can leave a message. And my name and phone number actually was printed on the tickets for more information, and that number is 970-379-7138.
Well, I want to thank you all for coming in and telling us about it, and I salute your efforts to support the arts in Glenwood Springs.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come on down. Live art.
Well, as it happens, Nanama just laid their brand new CD in my hands. So let's go out with a little taste of Nanama, which you'll hear a week from tonight at the Vaudeville Theater in Glenwood Springs. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey.